Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump are wrapping up their campaigning with the election just 3 weeks away. Biden on Tuesday took his campaign to the state of Florida, where he called it a crucial state for victory. Trump took his reelection campaign to what political analysts consider the other key battleground state, Pennsylvania, where Biden was born. An average of recent major polls show Biden leading Trump in both Florida and Pennsylvania. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Confirmation hearing resumes on Wednesday here in Washington during the Tuesday session, some 12 hours. Judge Barrett declined to answer a range of questions from senators on how she might rule on legal disputes she would face, if confirmed, to fill a crucial vacancy on the country's highest court. Barrett also rebuffed a question from a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee on whether she would recuse herself if she is quickly confirmed by the Senate from considering any legal disputes arising from the November 3rd national election. President Trump nominated Barrett and is trying to win a second four-year term, says he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. Barrett is a favorite of U.S. conservatives, looking to give the court a decided 6-3 conservative majority. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital Tuesday demanding that the government revoke a new law they say will cripple labor rights. With some clashing with police, authorities blocked streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta, where clashes between riot police and rock-throwing demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. The job creation law, approved by parliament last week, is expected to substantially change Indonesia's labor system. Pro-democracy protesters gathered in Bangkok on Wednesday amid concerns of possible confrontation with police or rival government supporters. Organizers had been hoping for tens of thousands to turn up to keep up the momentum established by a rolling series of mass rallies that started back in July. Part of the protesters' agenda includes a call for the monarchy's reform and an audacious, rather, smashing of Thailand's biggest taboo. The monarchy is traditionally viewed with reverence and is seen as above criticism. It is protected by strict anti-defamation laws. The United States and Germany, both urging Turkey to pull back a ship it has returned to waters that it and Greece both claim. Washington Tuesday denounced what it called a calculated provocation. The Turkish Navy said Sunday that its exploration vessel was heading back to eastern Mediterranean waters between the Greek island of Crete and Cyprus weeks after it left after the two sides agreed to hold talks. In a strongly worded statement, the State Department said the U.S. deplores the decision by Turkey and noted that Greece asserts jurisdiction over areas where the ship plans to operate through October the 22nd. The FBI said Tuesday that it has reached no firm conclusion about what caused a massive explosion in the port of Beirut, Lebanon, back on August 4th that killed nearly 200 people. While other agencies in the U.S. and Europe believe the blast was accidental, the FBI said Tuesday that no such conclusion has been reached. The blast on August 4th, which did billions of dollars worth of damage to the area surrounding Beirut's airport, has been blamed on a large quantity of ammonium nitrate that had been stored improperly in a warehouse for years. And protests in Lagos continued for 6 days Tuesday, with Nigerians demonstrating against police brutality and the government. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.